reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 to chapter 2, verse 5, which is on page 1183 in the Bibles. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Thanks be to God.
May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to thy sight, in Jesus' name. Amen. So before we get into the appointed text, I would like to give you a general context of this epistle, which will help us to understand the text better. Yes, Paul has written this letter from Rome when he was in prison, and he himself did not establish this church while he was on his third missionary journey in Ephesus. And he stayed there preaching and teaching for 3 years. And the guy called Epaphras, he was there and he responded to gospel, and he brought gospel from Ephesus to Colossians, and he planted the church there. Colossae was located in Rome, Roman province of Asia, a modern-day Turkey, known as very fertile city, producing large crops of fig and olives. The major trade route established wool as the city's major commercial industry through the highway between the Colossae and to the other cities. Historically, in the first century, this city was known by the historians as a great city. Very wealthy, populous, and large city. But in this city, when Epaphras planted the church, there were some issues. And I have pointed out these issues by 3 R's. So these 3 R's, they were giving the picture of the church in Paul's day, because they were following mostly religion things. They were more religious than the spiritual. So they were focusing more religious activities instead of being in spirit. Even in their services, they get together. So they were showing off their religiosity instead of being in Christ or living in spirit. The second R was they were very ritual They wanted to exercise their customs and rituals. They're putting more focus on their ritual instead of obeying the word of God. And the third one was they were very rational. And this was, I think, due to the influence of the Gnosticism in those days upon this city. They were very rational and they were thinking more and chewing everything and doing nothing. Spending more time in debates, discussion different philosophies, and this was the issues. These are the issues in Colossians. So because this city was known as very populous, rich, wealthy, and large, so Paul is trying to rectify the issues, the handling the issues of this church. And he loves it. So I've learned from Cornhills, I've prepared three P's to deal with this passage. So if we see the passage, chapter 1, verse 28 and 29, we can see the privilege of Paul's ministry, how he was privileged to do this ministry. Privileges of Paul. Verse 1 of chapter 2 is the people of Paul whom he is addressing. And then chapter 2, verses 2 to 5 is prayer of Paul. So how Paul wants to see his church at Colossae. Paul is well privileged serving Christ, and he preparing people by warning them, giving them warnings, their lifestyles, their very rational rituals, and they are very religious. So Paul is attending these issues by giving them warnings and introducing the real love in Christ. So the warning was his first concern. But he continued warning with a teaching the word of God. The teaching the word of God was also his heart. The preaching and teaching is the key to introduce God's love and his sacrifice through his son, Jesus Christ. And the purpose of warning and teaching is to prepare the people, individuals, and to present before Christ as his bride. So that is the ministry of Paul he is doing in verse 28 or 29. For many a time, the local context of this church didn't like this kind of thing because Jews, they were claiming God as their personal God, and God doesn't belong to anyone else, just for the Jews. And due to the Gnosticism there, they were more intellectual, rational, and they were thinking there is no need to preach Christ. There is no need to teach the word of God, because their approach was very rational. And they wanted to seek God through their knowledge. And this was the issue Paul is handling as well. because the local opposition in the Colossae was the Gnosticism and the Jews. And verse 29 and verse 1 of chapter 2, he is toiling, he's struggling to do this, the ministry. He is struggling and he says, I'm in agony. The word for struggle is agon in Greek, which is agony in English. So when Paul is doing this, he is in prison. And while he's in prison, he is still writing to warn, to teach, and to prepare people for the gospel, to present his bride to Jesus Christ. In verse 1 of chapter 2, we see how Paul is addressing this church, whom he is addressing. Of course, writing to Colossae is Colossians. And number 2, he is adding Laodiceans as well, and those whom he has not seen yet. So this is how he is thinking widely to save and protect people through the warning, the teaching, and presenting. So if Paul is in prison and he is ministering, and a concern about the church, preparing them, how he is agonizing, how he is in trouble, why he is in trouble. So that is another question to deal with. When time is not in your favor, the circumstances are against you, and you can't do anything practically, so Paul thought it is good to write a letter to continue his ministry, not practically, not in person, but in writing. So he's written this letter to help the Colossae, the church, to get them ready for the final presentation before the Lord Jesus Christ. But here he is also toiling in prayer. He is spending more time in prayer, which is, I think, quite ideal situation. When you can't reach the people, you can pray. And I'm grateful for you. You're praying. You can't visit Pakistan. I invite always you, but you can't. But at least I'm encouraged. So you pray for me. So prayer needs no distance, no any circumstances prayer can work. So Paul is toiling in prayer. And if you read on verse 2 to 5, you will see Paul's prayer and how he wants to see the church in Colossae. Paul's church in Colossae is, if you read verse 2, he wants to see the church very bold and courageous. Because he wants his church to be comforted by the word. And the Greek word for used for this encouragement is a person who is going through a difficult circumstances, but still in faith. So that is the church Paul has in his mind. So church, whether it's going through the difficult time, but still, church should be in the faith. And this is quite challenging for Pakistani church. The Pakistani leaders, they are targeted. The Pakistani church has security on Sunday. The police and the gunmen, they are securing people while they are worshiping inside. So we need to pray for them as well. Thank you. Thank you so much. So Paul wants this church to be courageous. Paul wants this church to be bold, because the church is in trouble, church in suffering. So church needs to be persevere, even in difficult time. So when we read this passage, the interpretation is very suitable in my congregation, in my situation. Because the church is going through the difficult situation, but still Paul wants us to be firm in our Christian faith, which is quite challenging. And this is what he wants. Not only this is his desire, but he is struggling. He is in agony to pray for this church who is going through this difficult time. And this is also a challenge for you as well. I mean, if you want the church in Pakistan to be bold and courageous and firm in faith, so we will go through, but by your prayers. So you have to play your part, we will play our part. So we will witness there the living Christ, and if you do your part, so you pray for us. And Paul wants the church at Colossae is bold and courageous church. Paul wants the church at Colossae unite in love. Because love is the life of the church. We listened in the morning on love, a very clear sermon on love, so we don't need to explain more. But the love is the life of the church. If love is gone from the church is dead. Because no one has seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us. So that is the life. Paul's desires to have this church in love, unite in love. So this is just not a desire, but he is praying for this church day and night. He is in agony, he's toiling, he's struggling to see the church at Colossae in love, united in love. Paul also pray for the church to be wise and equipped with every kind of wisdom. Paul has used three words for wisdom, and the third one he likes to use it. The number one is the wisdom when you are in difficult time, And you need wisdom to take the action, and you need that wisdom which will help you to be saved. When we know the action, course of action, when we have this kind of issues. Because if you are not wise to make decisions, you will be caught and killed. So when we know that something is happening, if we see the smoke, definitely the fire will come. So when we see this kind of things, so we decided to leave instantly. Otherwise, it could be like Sargodha people they have faced. So the wisdom, Paul praying for the wisdom of the church to make right decisions at the right time. So if you haven't made the decision, the church will be spoiled, destroyed. So as Christian, Paul is struggling, toiling, contending, and praying, working hard for us, for the church. The church must have a wisdom which can save from attacks and difficult situation. The other word is gnosis, which is mostly people they get from different studies with different experiences. And sometime we need to wait for your age. If you're 60, 70, maybe you will have more wisdom. So Paul's praying for this wisdom as well. So Paul wants his church at Colossae to be intellectual, not only just reading the books, to have experience with each other and experience with different, handling different situations. And Paul wants this church to be mature in age as well. So these things Paul is praying, and the third word he uses is Sophia, which is divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is a practical approach of your Christian living. So you have to think and make every decision under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And here, Paul is mentioning the real riches. He's introducing the real riches. Colossae was rich in wool and in fruits, in fig and olives. Colossae was known as a rich country, a rich city. But Paul said no. If you read verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. So Christ is the real knowledge, the real riches, the real life, Paul is explaining. So all treasure are hidden in Christ. Maybe Gnostics, they were believing in knowledge. Jews, they were claiming God, their personal property. But Paul said, no, our riches is hidden in Christ. So if we found Christ, we found everything. Paul also want his church to resist seductive teaching. Paul's ministry is to warn the church, to teach the church, to prepare and present the church. The threefold ministry is introduced. But here Paul is giving us a more maturity. So he wants to see us to have a power to resist seductive teaching. And as we are studying and reading the Bible more and more and understanding, have a more understanding of the scripture and come closer to Christ and have deep relationship, close relationship with Christ, then we will be able to stand against the seductive teaching. I mean, as we're getting mature in our faith, as we are having better understanding of the word, so we are becoming mature and we will be able to resist the seductive teaching, the false teaching. And Paul is not just designing this. Paul, the word he uses is a legal term, like a lawyer. He advocate for his client to judge, to persuasive, to help his client. So this is a legal word. And these false teachers, they have convincing power, and they can put their own philosophies in church minds. So Paul is praying and toiling, struggling, that church must be confident in her faith and firm in faith. That is not a desire, but that is struggle. He's praying. So he's praying that church at Colossae must be bold and courageous, united in love, equipped with every wisdom, and stand against the false teaching. And he closes this passage, not criticizing the church, which is Christian attitude, Christian behavior. Everything he is correcting and rectifying in love. He's appreciating, if you read verse 4. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. He is not just discouraging and letting the church know their weaknesses and their issues. He handled the issues in love, and finally he ends up with a very positive note. And he appreciates the faith and the living as Christian at Colossae. So that is the role model for today's church. Paul is a corrector as a role model to help the church, to write them, to pray for them, and encourage them. And I think we need to learn from this passage. The church in difficult circumstances, we need to play the role of Paul, to struggle, to toil, not just desire for the church to be courageous, to be bold, We need to toil. We need to struggle. We need to stand with that church. And there are many churches in India and Pakistan. They are struggling. So we need to encourage them as Paul encouraging the church at Colossae. God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Wazim, so much. Two songs to finish with, Come Behold the Wondrous Mystery, and then a favourite of mine, and I often use that expression, favourite, What Love Could Remember No Wrongs We Have Done, His Mercy Is More. Thank you so much, and please stand.